Brimble's quite interesting because it's obviously very, very close to the city centre, and it hasn't got, you know, a major big park in it. Like if you go down to Sharrow, they've got Mount Pleasant, they've got Lowfield, so there are some kind of quite big green spaces. But Broomhall has got a lot of little green spaces. So if you've been to Linwood, do you know what's going on at Linwood? It's kind of just down below Clark House Road. Do you know where it used to be called Aunt Sally's pub? It's now called Francis Newton, I think.
Yeah.
Just it's sort of the bottom of their grounds is actually a kind of ancient woodland. Mm. And there's a bunch of people who have done a lot of work, kind of conservation work, but also made it more accessible for local people to use. So there's spots like that. There's the Gell Street Park, which I was very involved in helping the school and the council work together to get that play equipment on the Gell Street Park. And then there's the Upper Hanover Park, which is a bit scruffy at the moment, but we did manage to get a kickabout space there. So there's loads and loads of kind of little bits that I think make a really big impact on people's life to have, you know, a green space, a place to play, place to go and sit, have a picnic, or just, you know, see some trees as you walk by. Or Sunnybank's another one on the way down onto Ecclesall Road. So I suppose just being aware of those and trying to support the projects that go on there, you know, so they need a little bit of money to do this, or they're organising a clean-up day or whatever, just kind of being around and trying to support those efforts.